from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief, Chloe. August 21st. The morning read 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First from Big Think, Terence Tao. Understanding 6 essential mathematical concepts. Terence Tao has spent decades solving problems most people can't even state, and he says he's never had a single eureka moment. In this conversation, the UCLA mathematician and Fields medalist breaks math down to 6 essential ideas. Numbers, algebra, geometry, probability, analysis, and dynamics. This video, Terence Tao. Understanding 6 essential mathematical concepts is featured on Big Think. Next, second from Big Think. Ask Ethan, does uneven cosmic expansion change our fate? A century ago, we didn't even know that the universe was expanding. Today, we know. How fast it's expanding, how fast it was expanding all throughout cosmic history, what the universe is made of dark energy, dark matter, normal matter, and a little bit of radiation and neutrinos that it be. Egan with the inflation triggers hot big bang and how the universe should end, in a heat death driven by. One of the greatest achievements of the past 100 years is learning our place in the universe, where it came from, how it got to be the way it is today, and what its ultimate fate will be. Up next, third from New Atlas. NASA abandons orbit boost attempt to rescue Swift Space Telescope. The mission to rescue NASA, a Neil Jarrell Swift Observatory Space Telescope, may be in need of some rescuing itself. Due to multiple malfunctions in the Link spacecraft's attitude control system, space engineers have decided to abandon the boost attempt. Category, Space Systems, Engineering Tags, Swift Satellite, NASA Satellite. And then, fourth from Manga Bay. Hermit crabs and cockroaches emerge as unlikely seed dispersers on a Japanese island. In the humid coastal forests of Japan's Ishigaki Island, near Okinawa, a parasitic plant relies on some unusual allies to spread its seeds. Land hermit crabs and cockroaches, according to a recent study. The plant fungus root Balanophora fungosa is non-photosynthetic, meaning it lacks chlorophyll and can't make its own food. Instead, it grows as a parasite on the roots of trees in island forests across Asia, Australia, and the Pacific. The mushroom-like plant has fleshy, dull-colored fruits with millions of seeds inside. Next, fifth from Phys.org. AI-driven literature mining speeds discovery of heat, stable lead, free dielectric materials. Artificial intelligence has analyzed data scattered across hundreds of research papers to discover new lead, free dielectric materials that maintain stable performance even at high temperatures. The study presents a new approach that could transform materials discovery from a trial and error process into a data-driven one. Up next, sixth from Phys.org. Global access to food crops is affected by transport costs and economic inequality. A research team led by the University of Oulu, together with researchers from Aalto University and Pellervo Economic Research Pty, Finland, developed a new spatial accessibility framework to examine how effectively global transport systems connect food supply with demand under different economic and disruption scenarios. Producing enough food is only one part of ensuring global food security. A new study shows that transport networks and economic inequality are important factors in determining global food accessibility. And then, seventh from Science Alert. Large Hadron Collider reveals an atomic nucleus shaped like a bowling pin. Every atom of matter in the universe is built around a nucleus. It's a tightly packed bundle of protons and neutrons that makes up the atomic core, defines its elemental identity, and contains most of its mass. Textbooks often depict this blob of particles as a sort of spherical raspberry, around which electrons whirl in a series of orbits, but that isn't always the most accurate picture. Now, in the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, physicists have found evidence of one of those shapes, a nucleus structured like a bowling pin lurking inside every atom of neon. Next, eighth from Science Alert, America's first legal psilocybin program treated 346 people. Here's what happened. For those living in the shadow of mental health conditions, such as PTSD, anxiety, and depression, finding a way forward can sometimes feel impossible, especially when conventional treatments have offered little succor. Psilocybin, a psychoactive chemical found in some mushrooms, spent decades being demonized as an illicit drug. But now, results from the first state, regulated psilocybin program in the U.S. suggests the drug could offer a glimmer of hope beyond the confines of clinical trials. Up next, ninth from South Dakota Voices. Why are we in love with poverty? We are above full employment and have been for years. That means we have plenty of jobs, so it is a bit perplexing why we are using tax money to attract low-wage, poverty-generating jobs. How exactly is tax money involved? Many companies are brought to or encouraged to stay in South Dakota through economic development organizations affiliated with our state, county, city Aberdeen, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and township governments. These economic development organizations are funded by our tax dollars. And then, 10th from Gideon M.K., Health Nerd, COVID-19 vaccines and excess mortality. Why does scientific correction take such a long time? In 2024, I wrote about a really bad paper that had just been published. It was causing a massive hubbub because the authors of the study were claiming that COVID-19 vaccines had likely caused a lot of deaths across the world in 2021 and 2022, and that COVID-19 itself was mostly harmless. While that was a common claim during the pandemic, this was a paper published in the leading journal BM, J Public Health, lending the idea significant credibility. The paper itself was terrible. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.